jump over to the livestock side. The hog numbers, I understand, we've hit some six-month lows, but supplies are starting to increase.
Well, the hogs are really been having a sell-off in pork product values. The lean hog index has also been dropping off and really seen some declining numbers as the technical charts really are putting some pressure. They are oversold right now, so hopefully they can find some support here and get a bit of a bounce. Cattle numbers, prices are same way. Interesting that the cash feeders are really running fairly strong yet, but these futures just keep getting sold off from the funds that are got themselves a little bit over too much length for the decline in the market right now.
I know folks would like to see those cash cattle prices we've seen a week's past, but it looks like that might be gone for a while.
Well, they've gotten softer, but they're still good prices and still allowing producers to have some pretty good margins. The packers have good margins. There's a lot of confidence out there yet that this market will turn back up as we get into the fourth quarter and get maybe back to those high prices, record highs that we've seen earlier.
I see Hormel, too, has come back and said Fremont plant's going to get back up to somewhat of a normal processing schedule, which is good news for the pork industry.
It is, and the pork industry can expand their numbers a lot quicker than the beef and poultry, even more so. And it's going to, as they get this PD virus out, the vaccine out, and start keeping these herds built up, and I think we'll see a bit of an expansion there.